This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Elizabeth Warren has admitted that she messed up and when she faked her heritage, and she's trying to figure out how to recover. There is no recovery. We'll talk a little bit about that. I told you guys before that there were many things brewing. I want to go into Ocasio-Cortez threatening Donald Trump Jr. all because of a meme that he put out. They said he was trolling her. We'll go into that a bit. Mueller, major problems. We talked about it through Victor David Hansen, and he wrote this piece a while back just kind of explaining this. But Mueller and Comey have bigger problems that we'll go into a little bit. I'm going to be honest with you. We got too much to talk. If we only talked about the problems of the Democrats, I would put a smile on your face. It would be like you opening your Christmas present today. I don't know that I want to do that. I mean, we got lots of Christmas presents coming, and I'm afraid that you'll open them all before Christmas. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Here's what I want to thank you for. I want to thank you folks for downloading the show, listening to it at your leisure, for telling your friends who have Apple products to go to iTunes and search for the Kevin Jackson Show and downloading and listening to it. I had a friend of mine, he called me the other day. He had just gotten back from the Amazon. I mean, this dude, here's the story. This is a great story. He's with a 92-year-old World War II veteran. He's with an 86-year-old guy. I'm not sure, but both of them were military. And they were these were the head crackers. And I don't know their names or whatever. We didn't get into detail. But my buddy, yeah, man. He goes, Kev, I just got back from the Amazon. He goes, I actually took out insurance for them to send my body home if I didn't make it out. I went, what? Yeah. So he says they fly into Bolivia. They end up, you know, trekking over to this place. He goes, you can't get there by normal means. He goes, so we jump in these hollowed out boats and the indigenous people take us into the jungle. And he goes, man, they got all kind. He goes, there were no rocks. He goes, there's no rocks. It's sand and it's jungle. He says, we got these guys with machetes chopping their way through to get us into this camp. And they're going to go meet these indigenous people. The two old guys with him, he says, one guy, he's well into his 90s. I said he's 92. He's well into his 90s, but he's still active. I want you to imagine a 90-something-year-old man going on a trip to the Amazon with his 86-year-old buddy. The other guy was 86. I know that. So Vince is telling me, he says, Kevin, he goes, it was so hot and humid. He goes, I thought we were going to, he goes, man, we're trying to drink water. He goes, I'm thinking we're going to die. You know, it's going to die of heat stroke. He says, we get out of the boat, start walking. The 90-something-year-old man starts throwing up. Just, he's heaving and throwing up. And Vince, and he says, the indigenous guys yell out something like, orale, not orale. They said, andale, jaguar. Andale, jaguar. Because I just told him, I said, yeah, you were facing not only the elements there, you were facing jaguars. And he goes, yeah, I didn't even know it. So he goes, this 90-something-year-old guy's throwing up, walking down the trails. They're macheting them a path. And Vince is going, he says to me, I think he's going to effing die on me. Because he had agreed with this man years ago, they're friends. He says, we're going to go to the Amazon together. So that's why they planned this trip. He says, I'm thinking this guy's going to die on me. So he's saying to his buddy, and by the way, Vince is in his 50s. So he says to his 90-something-year-old friend, you all right? And the guy's like, shut the hell up. Stop asking me if I'm all right. And he's yelling at him to keep walking. Okay? So they get to camp. He goes, and the guy's still sick. But he goes, I look over, and he goes, the 80-something-year-old guy is beet red. His lips were so chapped, they were bleeding. He goes, they had cut open and were bleeding. So Vince looks over to him and says, hey, to his, I don't know the names. He says, hey, your lips are bleeding. And the guy says, shut up. I know. I can taste the blood. And Vince is like, If that's how the trip went, I just kept my mouth shut. It didn't matter what was going to happen. These old cats were ready to go. So I said to him, man, can you imagine what these guys were like in their 20s, in their 30s? These are 80 and 90 plus year old men who are telling you to shut up, suck it up, buttercup. I'm cool. You just keep telling your stories. Let's get this camp set up and let's get to going. So they were in the Amazon for, I think he said, 9 days. And then they trekked out and came back home. What an adventure. See, that's when men were men. That's the way this country was formed. Those are the times. Both of these guys, veterans, I don't know of which wars, I think they're World War II, but Vincent promises guy, says, we're going to do this. And they've got a history together. And my friend Vince is an executive with a financial services firm. I mean, he's a, you know, wealthy guy and can make these kind of things happen. He's not super wealthy, but he does well for himself. And I thought to myself, what a treat, what a trip. But yeah, so anyway, I don't even know why I was telling you that story, but I guess to kind of point out that, you know, one of the things that Vince told me, says, you know what he told me? He says, I got a lot more life to live. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to take that from that too. But let me tell you who doesn't have a whole lot of life left to live. These Democrats, they're in big trouble. And we're going to talk about all of them. From Kirsten Gillibrand and the comments she's made. I talked about Kevin Hart earlier in the broadcast. I just alluded. Here's a guy in trouble, loses a gig because he had said something in a tweet that was politically correct from years ago. And I thought, boy, why did Fox News fire him? And then I remembered, oh, that was me. That was me. I'm the one that got fired for tweeting something. But Kevin Hart got fired from hosting this event that he was going to do because he tweeted something along the lines of, I wouldn't want my son to be gay. If I saw him playing with a dollhouse or something, I'd smash the dollhouse. One of my sons, when he was growing up, he loved this little pink pushy thing, you know, little basket that had a doll in it. And I looked at his mom. I'm like, you know, we got to get that away from him. And I mean, he's like a year and a half. She's like, well, you just chill. He likes the color. There's nothing. He doesn't know there's a doll in there. You know, but I had the same reaction. Like, get that doll away from him. That boy needs to be playing with guns. Get that boy a gun. Fake gun, a play gun, you know. But get him boy stuff. Get him a big old black teddy bear or something. I want him to relate to the tough stuff. And she's like, just chill. None of my boys are gay. But I wouldn't want them to be. But so what? That's a natural thing. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. I'm telling you, we're not going to get it all in. And partially because I went on a tangent and told the story about Fence. But good story. I hope you got something out of it. Folks, you're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, man, we've covered a lot of ground today. I talked about you guys conservatives, being amazing people. A little bit about Kevin Hart. I'm going to talk more about him in a bit. Ask you a simple question. How about that caravan? Earlier. Then we talked a lot about Comey and Mueller. The fixers. In big trouble. And then one of my friends, he went to the Amazon. I covered his story. What a story. I told Vince he's got to write a book about that. Went with to the Amazon with some old veterans. One guy in his 90s, one guy in his 80s. I would tell you, go back and listen to the podcast, KJRadio.com. That is an amazing story. And I just touched on it. Maybe I'll have him. I'll have Vince call the show, and we can talk about it more. Anyway, 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. I want to cover some tweets. I love covering tweets because you folks are so insightful. You're a wealth of information. I can't know it all. Oh, I know I appear to, but I can't know it all. Oh, man. I mean, on every subject I look into, I can find something from you guys that just go, you blow me away. You're so clever. Anyway, here's one. Rona McDaniels, he's the head of the RNC. And Rona tweeted this. Another month, another 27,000 new manufacturing jobs. In less than 2 years, Donald Trump has created 438,000 manufacturing jobs. In 8 years, Obama had a net loss of 192,000 manufacturing jobs. I mean, think about that. We used to be the leader in manufacturing, the world leader. I'm not saying it's all Obama's fault. It was going down that path. But instead of fixing it, he passed the buck. He told us it was the new norm. The new norm. Anybody who believed that somebody was going to change it all up for us was just living a dream, living it. It's not going to happen. Crazy talk. You conservatives? What's he going to do? What's he going to do? The magic wand and everything, right? Speaking of Barack Obama, this is a tweet from Jacob Wall. He's a Twitter friend. And this was so insightful because I think people forget this. We forget how bad this government really is. In spite of everything that's happening right before our very eyes, we kind of go, oodie, 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 the government's never going to do that to me. Let me put it to you this way. The government is screwing somebody over all the time. I'm not even trying to be funny about it, but it's true. The government is bending somebody over and just giving them the business every single day, multiple times a day. And it could be a whistleblower. It could be somebody just got a bad attitude. You know, some boss doesn't like you or whatever. It could be somebody covering up one of their crimes. I'm telling you, the mafia has nothing on what this government can do to you and has done to people. And just as a reminder, this is what Jacob Wall tweeted. Remember Barack Obama threw an innocent man in jail for making a silly YouTube video because he needed someone to blame for Benghazi. Now, he keeps calling Trump a fascist. Did you forget that? Barack Obama blamed the dude for the 9/11 attacks in Benghazi, Libya, and he said it was his video. And then they orchestrated an entire thing to make him look guilty, and they threw him in jail. Remember the guy, the Atlanta bomber, the Olympic bomber? It was a security guard that saw the thing and was suspicious and reported it. He got accused of being the bomber. This dude almost went bankrupt over that. I mean, he probably did go bankrupt. Go look at the story. I don't know the details. I'm giving you some reminders. I'm going off memory here. I'm not Googling while I'm working here. He can Google while he works. I'm not Googling while I'm working. I'm just working. But I'm saying Google it yourselves out there in radio land. You got smartphones. Just pull it up. What was the guy's name? Anyway, it was Atlanta Olympic bomber. They accused the guy who actually who reported it as being the dude who did it. Fast forward. Whistleblowers. Where is old what's-his-face that they made the movie about? You know what I'm talking about. Real smart guy. He went to Russia. Have we heard anything from this guy in forever? This guy was, as they say in Massachusetts, wicked smart. Wicked smart. And he built all kinds of algorithms, and then we figured out that the NSA was using him to spy on Americans. Snowden. Thank you. Snowden. He became a whistleblower. And where is he? He's languishing over in Moscow somewhere. I don't know what he's up to. I hope he's on our side, because let me tell you, if Putin is putting that boy to work, we're in trouble. But Obama put a dude in jail for making a YouTube video. All because he wanted to make it sound like that guy was the inspiration for what happened in Benghazi. He knew that was a lie. Are you kidding? It's ridiculous. What about Michael Flynn, General Flynn? You starting to believe he got set up? Of course he got set up. Papadopoulos. Do you really think Papadopoulos is that bad of a guy, of a criminal? Cohen. I may not like Cohen, but I don't think he deserves 4 or 5 years in prison. Rapists don't get that. Some murderers don't get that. And let's face it, some elitists will never see the inside of a prison. They're the shot callers, telling people what to do. The Hillary Clintons of the world, the Barack Obamas. Yeah, go drone him. Put out a hit on him or her. These are people with a lot of power. Destroying folks. Nobody cares. Barack Obama went after the media. He threatened to put people in prison because they dare want to do their jobs and report the truth. And do you think the left is complaining about it? We're in a different world, totally different world than anything we've ever known. And it's a scary world. I think it is anyway. So much going on. And here's what's interesting. If you watch the world, like what's going on in the United States, and apply it to other countries. Like, for example, France. I'm going to talk about France in more detail tomorrow. But here's the deal. France is really happening, and people might get mad at me, but they'll say, Kevin, you're piling on, or they'll say it's a conspiracy. Whatever. Say whatever you want. I don't care. But here's the deal. The reason why France is in turmoil is partially because of Barack Obama. I know people, I know what you're saying. But it is. It's partially because of Barack Obama. Barack Obama did not take a strong enough stance in global issues, and he capitulated to the nonsense of the European Union with things like global climate change. Why do you think they're over there? If Barack Obama said, look, the United States is pulling out of the Paris Climate Accords. We don't believe in this nonsense. We're going to clean up our air. We've already done things on our end, but you guys can go it alone. I don't recommend it. It's socialistic. It'll hurt your people. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He would have been fine, but he didn't do that. And Macron went along with it, and France is where it is. Got to leave it there for now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
3 years, that's how long President Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen will be spending behind bars. Cohen committed tax and bank fraud, along with campaign finance violations. Cohen was also ordered to forfeit $500,000 and is being forced to pay more than $1 million in restitution and a $50,000 fine. The president, while signing an executive order, did not mention Cohen.
Our goal is to ensure that America's great new prosperity is broadly shared by all of our citizens.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are warning about Chinese espionage. In a Senate hearing, Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley says China aims to become the world's leading superpower.
China has made no bones about doing this through any and all means.
Grassley also noted China's ongoing theft of U.S. international property, including technology, which he called economic espionage. Grassley chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I talked earlier about Kevin Hart. Actually, I talked more about my own personal situation than I touched on Kevin Hart. So I'll talk a little bit about it. It was, I believe, in the first hour of the program. Thanks for being here, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Kevin Hart gave a heartfelt apology about what he had tweeted. And what's funny is he says, you know, hey, if the Motion Picture Association doesn't want me, he says they asked me to apologize and I wouldn't do it. And so they let me go. And I could relate to Kevin Hart because the same thing essentially happened to me with Fox. And I said, no, I'll stand on principle. Now, the only thing I didn't do was Kevin Hart actually apologized for his tweets of what he said about not wanting his son to be gay. I'm not apologizing about what I said about the women that accuse Kavanaugh of being a gang rapist. I stand by every word. And I would recommend that no matter what you stand for in life, you not take it back. What are you going to say today that somebody's going to say in a year from now, 10 years, 20 years from now, that was offensive to me? I mean, the stuff that's offensive to people now cracks me up. When I was growing up, people worked on trannies. Now you can't say that word because it's supposedly taboo to talk about working on a transmission. And instead of saying transmission, calling it a tranny. Why? Because somebody decided they wanted to steal a word and make transgender, you know, that's a new word. And then people would call them trannies because they shortened that. And suddenly it's taboo to use the word. It's ridiculous. Words have double meanings. And if you want to take it the wrong way, sorry for you. And you could go through the lexicon, but you know who always pays the price? It's generally conservatives or people who, I mean, look, I'm not going to make this a liberal or conservative thing. I don't really give a crap. I don't care if you're the Aryan Nation and you say, Kevin, I hope all black people are killed and you want to use the N-word or whatever. You have a right to say it. I have a right to say you're an idiot and walk away. But we are so sensitive. And so Kevin Hart says this, and what's funny, Cuomo and Don Lemon being gay, they decide they're going to discuss this, and it's interesting. I've got a couple of clips I'm going to play here, but one of them is Cuomo and Kevin and Don Lemon discussing Kevin Hart, and here's what they had to say.
Kevin Hart, the comedian, chosen to host the Oscars, he's facing backlash over old tweets that say bad things about gay people. In one 2011 tweet, he wrote, yo, if my son comes home and tries to play with my daughter's dollhouse, I'm going to break it over his head and say in my voice, stop, that's gay. And another from 2010, he says someone's profile pic looks like a gay billboard for AIDS. And in 2009 tweet, he says, call someone a fat-faced, I don't know, you read it for yourself. Hart has been deleting some of the offensive tweets. Here's what he's saying now.
If you don't believe that people change, grow, evolve,
As I get older, I don't know what to tell you. If you want to hold people in a position where they always have to justify or explain their past, then do you. I'm the wrong guy, man.
What do you like, just wake up and come to that thought? That's what it looked like in the video. Let's bring in D. Lemon. Don, we have not heard from the Academy about this yet. What's your take?
I had a little problem with my earpiece, Chris. Go on. So it's just hanging right here. So
nobody
doesn't worry about it. Doesn't care about it.
Kevin
Say
Hart.
Again, what was your question?
Kevin Hart is deleting tweets now that are ugly about gay people that he's had from back like 2009, even earlier. He's been deleting them. He says, if you're going to hold somebody responsible for what they were a long time ago instead of what they've grown into today, then do you. I'm not the guy for you then.
Okay, so let me tell you how I feel about this, and not knowing what Kevin said, I think is destructive, right? I think it's terrible. Gay people are marginalized. They are in many ways brutalized, especially folks who are in the trans part of the LGBT community suffer dire consequences all the time. It is terrible. He should never have said it. That said, when someone gives an apology like that, I want to take them at their word. I want to take him at his word. And I think that people can change and they can evolve. Remember, our former president, who actually encouraged legislation to be signed into law that gay people get married, evolved on that issue.
A lot of politicians.
So I believe that Kevin Hart can evolve on this issue. I think that Kevin Hart is the kind of person, hopefully he will be, that will work with the LGBT community to make good on his past regressions and his past sins.
And so, Don Lemon, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Don Lemon's going to, well, I'll take it under advisement. But, hey, here's how he could cleanse himself. He could cleanse himself by working with the gay community, by doing more with the LGBTQ community. No, he doesn't. He doesn't have to cleanse himself of anything. I talked earlier about my stance on gayness. I don't understand it. And then gay people, Kevin, that's the problem. People don't understand it. No, let me tell you why I don't understand it. Because I watch nature and I look at how things evolve, how people evolve. Now, we may certainly evolve and become androgynous and, you know, be like, seahorses and, you know, the seahorse female lays in it, or a fish. You know, she puts eggs out there and the guys just squirt their sperm in the water and that'll be the end of it. And or maybe the male can become the female and the female can become the male. I know there's some strange stuff going on in nature. But as I understand it right now, I know how we procreate. And it's male and female. That's what I understand. I don't understand a world where females and males are together. Now, that being said, because it wouldn't last. I'm just saying common sense here. But if you want to say that it occurs, I completely agree. If you want to say that they shouldn't have humanity upon them, I'm totally in disagreement. I don't want to judge people on sexuality. In my youth, based on how people behave, like, hey, guy, he's, you know, gay, whatever, I was like, ooh, he's gay. You know, I was a part of that crowd that looked at gay people as very strange. I didn't want to be it then. And to Kevin Hart's point, I, too, have evolved to say, I don't really care what you do. You know, I was a product of people telling me what to think about gays. Not anymore. So I don't think anything of it. But I gave my talk about it earlier, so you can listen to that. But I think it's silly that you can say something 5, 10 years ago, 2, 3 years ago, and somebody go, oh, we're going to look at that. Nick Cannon looked at it. He looked at it for what other people had said, like people like Amy Schumer and what's that vile comedian girl? I can see her face, Jewish chick. Anyway, they looked up what they said about gays. It was far more vile than anything Kevin Hart said. But I want to play what The View had to say as well. Check this out. And listen to, this is, what's her name? The girl that used to be on Fox. Listen to what she says. It's so gushy gooey, overly over the top against Kevin Hart. It's crazy.
After they asked Kevin Hart to do it, he stepped down after anti-gay tweets from his past emerged. Here's what he said about it yesterday. Watch.
So I just got a call from the Academy, and that call basically said, Kevin, apologize for your tweets of old, or we're going to have to move on and find another host. So I'm about the tweets from 2009 to 2010. I chose to pass. I passed on the apology. The reason why I passed is because I've addressed this summertime. Regardless, Academy, I'm thankful and appreciative of the opportunity. If it goes away, no harm, no foul.
Eventually, he did apologize, and he said he's bowing out, so he's not a distraction on a night that's supposed to celebrate artists. He said he's sorry for this before. He has. He's apologized before. So how many times does he need to apologize, do you think? Or is he cooked? What's the story here?
Well, sometimes you got to eat some crow before you get your dream job, right? He said he's wanted this as like a dream come true for him to do. So my biggest issue, besides the tweets, which we will not read on the show, but if you'd like to go see just how terrible and vulgar and homophobic they are, go right ahead. But I would warn you. My biggest issue was his non-apology. I mean, why not use this as a platform to go out there and speak to one of the biggest audiences you have in the year on television?
Right. So you think he should have gone ahead?
Yeah.
No, Rock used it
yes.
one time, yeah.
Yeah, go apologize.
That's my opinion. Look, you know, the Oscars and a lot of award shows, particularly lately since Trump has been president, have been a platform for Hollywood to criticize this president for discrimination, for racism, for homophobia. So I do think that they are, and they should be held up to a higher standard if they are going to have that standing of them, you know, pointing the finger at others. At the same time, I think you got to let people and give people a chance to evolve.
Yeah, really?
In 2009, gay marriage was not legal. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, nobody was pro-gay marriage, except I think you and me, on the Republican
that's
Party.
Different from homophobic remarks.
Right, there has been such a perception change, a social change, the largest in our lifetime regarding gay rights, gay marriage, equality, LGBTQ, in the last 10 years that we have seen. I think a lot of people have evolved, and we got to give them a chance to do that.
Now, I need to stop it there because I'm going to run out of time this segment, but Hoskins, or whatever her name is, the light-skinned black chick, she comes in and says something even more profound, but let's just stop on this for just a second and finish out the segment. What she said is exactly right. We've evolved. Many people have evolved to finally say, you know what? I'm not thinking about your sexuality. That's not good enough. There's still a lot more that people want from us, and we're all trying to figure it out. What more can we possibly give? Anyway, we'll answer that when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're discussing gay rights issues and Kevin Hart and old tweets and all kinds of stuff. And people have talked about, on The View, they talked about the evolution of society. I will give the left credit in evolving people with respect to gays. I'll give them credit for that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I grew up, the last thing I wanted to be as a young black man was gay. I mean, I knew I wasn't, but I'm saying to be called gay was a real slur. And, you know, if you saw a dude who was gay, he was diminished in your eyes. And that shouldn't be the case. I think as conservatives, we have to recognize that your humanity is not based on your sexuality, no matter what you may think about that. I mean, but I say to gay people all the time, when, oh, Kevin, whenever they would give me grief, and they don't much anymore, but they would give me grief about sex, I would go, look, you don't like the way I have sex and the partners I choose, and I don't like yours. We have an equal dislike. I don't know what's wired in you, if you're a female that wants another female. I mean, I'm wired that way. I want females, right? I could see a woman going, I want another woman, because I'm wired to want a woman. But I don't understand why women would want another woman, because most women are wired to want men. If I say to a man, what do you not see in that woman that makes you want her? What do you see in a guy? It's weird wiring to me. But my wiring is equally weird to them. So we all agree our wiring is screwed up. It depends on your perspective. So now, if you want to say, well, Kevin, because your wiring is screwed up and you're a heterosexual, nobody gives you grief. Okay, you got a point. But we've made lots of progress, as they say. You can, Gary or Larry, you can't marry, but you can be together, and I don't care how, and you can go do what you want to do, and I don't really care. I don't think about the way gays have sex anymore than I think about how my friends have sex. So with that being said, why don't we all just get along? But you can't do it. Because anything that you do, like I had a site, it was called Not Gay. NotGay.com. And it was meant to be, it was a joke site, because I'm not gay. And I was proudly not gay, and I started the NGMW, the Not Gay Men's Women Movement. And I did. You guys know I did this. And I did it as a joke on, okay, they have initials, we need initials. So I did the NGMW. Then I said, I'm going to start a lawsuit over who really gets the transgender. Because just because you become transgender doesn't mean you're gay. Now they say, well, it's a deviant behavior. I go, no, not really. If you are a man and you become a woman and you want to date men, as far as I'm concerned, you're part of the NGMW, not gay male woman. Because if you ask a transitional person, do you like, she's transitioning to be a woman. She's not transitioning to be a woman to go date women. She's transitioning to be a woman because she likes men. That's not gay. So it was meant to be this complete and thing to showcase the insanity of this whole discussion for all sides to see. And you know what Facebook did? They shut down my site. We never said a single negative word about being gay. I just said, I'm a proud member of the not gay community. And that's all it took. Anyway, I want to get back to Kevin Hart and The View and all this. So The View, I think her name is Sunny. Sunny Hoskins, she continues to discuss the Kevin Hart thing. And here's what's funny about leftists. When it's Kevin Hart, they talk about, oh, people can change and there's been this evolution. And look, I believe Kevin Hart is a very different person than when he started. But, you know, and so he can change. But ask him if Trump could change and watch what they'd say. If I were to say to them, well, listen, you guys have demonized Donald Trump. Is it possible that he's changed? Oh, no, he's never changed. He's the same man, you know, whatever. Go look at what they tried to do to Kavanaugh. It's been a lot of years since he did that. Is it possible that he's changed? No, there's no way he's changed. But Harvey Weinstein, he's mad. He's writing people letters going, can you guys help me get out of this? Can you help me people understand I'm different or whatever it may be? 3 decades of enabling, of doing what he did and women enabling and the feminist movement enabling. And don't be surprised if they forgive him. But Hoskins says probably the most profound part of this, which is, he's already apologized. Who's looking this stuff up? So here's what she had to say.
And he has apologized for it before. The problem that I have with it is sort of, and I think, Megan, you agree, this kind of mob mentality that we're seeing, these forced apologies, you know, everybody sort of jumping on the bandwagon, not allowing people to evolve, not allowing people to own up to things. I think what was so weird to me was he has apologized for this before.
Yeah.
And for the Academy to then force him to apologize again, I don't understand that.
Yeah, there's nothing to understand. It's the double standard of leftism. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So let's talk about the double standard. Because Nick Cannon defended Kevin Hart, and he went and found old tweets from Amy Schumer, Sarah Silverman, and Chelsea Handler. They also use homophobic language. Interesting, Cannon tweeted on Friday, along with an old tweet of Handler's from 2010. Says, I wonder if there's any backlash here. And in a message she wrote, this is what a F bird likes, like when he flexes. And she used the word that rhymes with hag. Now, the photo and the tweet are no longer available because you can bet these Holly weirdos are out there cleaning up their act. Cannon went on to share a 2012 tweet from Schumer in which she wrote, enjoy Skyfall, hag. I'm substituting the word. I'm about to get knee deep in Helen Hunt. I'm just saying, should we keep going? He captioned. He also resurfaced a 2010 tweet from Silverman, who recently said she cringes, quote, at material I did 10 years ago where she wrote, I don't mean this in a hateful way, but the new Bachelorette's rhymes with hag. And she says, I hag love Wreck-It Ralph. You know, Ralph breaks the internet or whatever, and included an emoji of a black man with the Mars symbol, which is used to signify the male sexual stuff. Speaking of past mistakes, Silverman recently told The Guardian, all I can do is learn from it, be changed forever by it, and do what I can to make it right going forward. Let me just explain this to you a different way, people. Leftists are hypocrites. See, everything I've done in my past, I stand behind. Some of it's crappy. Some of it's like, are you kidding? I was 17 and that's stupid. I was 23 and that's stupid. I was 28 and that's stupid. I was 34 and that's stupid. And that's what it is. See, that's the whole learning and evolving thing. But the only time you can do that is when you profess that you're a leftist. Because if you're right and you evolve, they get all sanctimonious on, oh, no, you're supposed to be Jesus from the time you're born. Really? Everybody cringes at stuff they did 10 or 15 years ago. And circumstances were so different when you did them. In today's, you know, society, that maybe it isn't. You know, things are not as accepted as they were before. I'll tell you what is cringe-worthy to me. There's lots of stuff that girls do today I find cringe-worthy. From 10 years ago, you wouldn't do it. Now they do it and they don't even care. Young girls don't even believe that fellatio is sex. It's rampant. They don't even, they're like, no, it's not. Because Bill Clinton and the whole sexual revolution of women said it's all okay. Anyway, Silverman says she holds herself accountable to her past remarks. She says, I feel like unless you can admit to those things, you can't be changed by them. You can't even forgive yourself for them. Kevin Hart admitted it. He's already apologized. Many people have admitted the things that they've done. They've apologized. But there is no growth for conservatives. Not with leftists. Let me ask it this way. Tell me the backlash that Amy Schumer, Sarah Silverman, and Chelsea Handler got over any of this. Show me the backlash. Okay, it's been made public now, right? Show me the backlash. Or if you're going to follow this story where Nick Cannon went back and said, okay, I'll go find some stuff, and he found it pretty much with ease. Let me tell you, there are many other people out there who have tweets, they have Instagrams, they have all kinds of stuff. They have Halloween costumes or whatever it may be that they're embarrassed about. And they're cleaning it all up because they know you can end up in trouble. But let me ask, we got three people that have been exposed with homophobic remarks. What do you think's going to happen? You think anybody's going to care? Well, let me give you your answer. Not a person in the world's going to care.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.